Right, let's do this then, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Been a lot today, that hasn't it? What's occurring? 8119, if you fancy playing along with us.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, a brand new week. It's Chappers versus Becky. Three situations. You just tell us what happened next. Let me know how you do today on 8119.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Pete Tong?
Yeah.
Do you know what his favourite dance is?
No.
Have a guess.
His favourite dance?
Yeah.
The Macarena.
No.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
He does like that one, but it's not his absolute favourite.
I've seen him Macarena.
Soldier Boy?
Not Soldier, no.
Oh, that's Joe Wiley's favourite one, isn't it?
Pete Tong's favourite dance is, in fact, the conga.
Is it?
Yeah. You know that thing where you go in a line, your auntie does it at weddings and stuff? Explain what the conga is for people that don't know, Chappers.
It's where you have a big line of people and you just all dance around.
Pete Tong loves it. He loves doing the conga so much.
Does he always like to lead it?
Mostly, yes.
Oh, right, okay.
He likes it so much he calls it the Pete Tonga.
Well, it's fortunate, isn't it, that his favourite dance is so close to what his name is.
So, on Friday, you know he's on at 7 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
During Newsbeat, he came in and he came up to me and said, Scott, would you like to do a conga with me round the block? And I said, Pete, for you, why not? So me and Pete Tong went out and did a conga round the block just outside from Radio 1.
A tonga.
A Pete Tonga, yeah.
That's why you came back in so out of breath.
Yes.
Did you just see him and Pete Tong disappearing upstairs?
I did wonder what was going on. He said, look after this, I'll be back. And then they came running back in like...
Here's my question for you. At peak rush hour time in central London, how many people would join in a Pete Tonga with me and Pete Tong? Pete Tong's leading the conga. How many people join in with us? Chappers.
Two.
Just two people?
Yeah.
Remember, there's a lot of people around. It's central London. It's like 5:45 on a Friday night.
Because it's Friday.
You barely get anybody to talk to in London, let alone join a conga.
But I think if it's Pete, I'm going to say 10.
10 people you think would join the Pete Tonga?
It's Pete, then him.
Oh, 9.
Why?
No, I'm joking. I don't cuss it out. I'm joking.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Pete Tong doing the conga.
Hi, Pete Tong.
Hiya.
Are you ready to do the Pete Tonga?
Believe it or not, I am. Look, do I look like I'm ready?
Yes, he is. Okay, we're going to try and get as many people as we can, so let's do it.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
Three people so far. You liking it?
Love a conga.
Are you enjoying it, Pete?
Oh, loving it, loving it. Look, see the leg action.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having a great time.
Do you want to do the Pete Tonga?
Come on, everybody. Do the Pete Tonga.
Yes. Let's have it. We go around the bins.
Join the conga. There's still three people. Keep going, Pete.
Someone must want to do this.
I think more people will be interested.
I think we're stopping traffic now.
Join the Pete Tonga. Come on. Come on.
The medical service is there.
Would you like to join the Pete Tonga?
Join the conga.
Robbers.
Sports.
Right, still just three people.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
Join the Pete Tonga. Would you like to join the Pete Tonga?
Join the Pete Tonga. You think Kilimanjaro's tiring?
Not long till we get back to Radio 1. Come on, the final push, everybody. You all right, love?
A great time, getting a bit knackered now.
I love the fact that no one takes any notice of you.
We're in central London doing the Pete Tonga. No one cares.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
That was so much fun, wasn't it? Wow. So, Pete, we got three people. That's right, three to do the Pete Tonga at rush hour time in central London.
Unbelievable. No one batted an eyelid.
I was hoping for more, but we did it, so what's that?
We do it without any clothes on next time.
Maybe we should. That's next week.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah.
You just went round the block?
Yeah.
You sound absolutely knackered.
Yeah, I know, listen. So, Pete, we've got three people, that's right, three, to do the Pete Tonga at rush hour time in Central London.
Unbelievable.
No. See, it's really hard to keep up with him.
Did he go at a real speed, did
when
he?
When he's doing the Pete Tonga, no, he's unstoppable.
So you got three people.
Come on, do the Pete Tonga.
Yeah.
Do you try to intimidate people into doing it?
Do you want to do the Pete Tonga?
So it was three people.
And out of those three people, how many worked at Radio 1 and sort of joined the conga as you left the building?
All three of them.
All three of them?
Yeah. Yeah, they were all Radio 1
employees. So the Pete Tonga was you, Pete Tong, and three Radio 1 employees?
Yeah.
I didn't expect people to be so miserable, to be honest. I thought if Pete Tong, like one of the world's greatest DJs, is doing a conga around the block, you would expect people to join in.
Well, it sounds like he was going at such a lightning speed, no one had a chance to cling on.
Anyway, three, so Chappers gets the point.
Oh! What's
the kitty? Next one.
Apparently, I've just been told by online that the video is up now of the Pete Tonga.
Yeah, we did make a little video as well, so that's up there now. That's good, isn't it?
That's great, yeah.
You can actually see him. And I mean, I know I've explained it, you know, fairly well, but I can't describe to you unless you go online and have a look at that video just how amazing he is at it.
Right.
It's hard to explain. Next one, you know books?
Mm-hmm.
National Book Day. It's all about that at the moment. What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was called Netherlands. Or Any Netherland, good? Rather.
Becky?
Very interesting.
I only really read cookbooks. I think it was just called Bake. Or 101 Cookies.
Mine was the Christopher Biggins autobiography.
Was it? Was it good?
Yeah, really good, actually.
Christopher Biggins autobiography. Did you buy that or did he send that to you?
No, it was just upstairs. I found it and I thought, I'll have a look at that. It's quite good.
All right. How long did that take you to read? A
couple of hours. Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Let's say we went out onto the streets, okay? Mm. You know what street?
Yeah. Stupid street.
We ask people, what do you think they would say the greatest book ever is?
Oh my god.
Harry Potter.
Becky's saying Harry Potter. Chappers.
I'd go Harry Potter 2. I don't know what any of them are called. Harry Potter and a Spoonful of Sugar or whatever.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, there you go, I'll take that one.
How did I know that?
I don't know.
But hang on, we've got two.
Oh, all right,
Harry
no, right,
well,
okay, right.
The Harry Potters.
All right, you go, all right, Lord of the Rings.
Is that a book?
Oh, the Hobbit, I don't know, whatever the, all those freaky things are.
What's the film?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Oh my god, I've just realised. You actually thought that was just a film?
Yes, you did.
Oh my god.
And anyway, we went out onto the streets.
Look how red she's got.
And asked people, that's the greatest book ever written.
Probably Harry Potter.
Yeah. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I worked in childcare for a while. You get to like go through the the apples and the watermelon and stuff. I really like it.
Got two. I've got three. Tony Adams. Another one. Patrick Vieira and Thierry Henry.
Oh,
I read
go
the
away.
Sophie Kinsella, Confessions of Shopaholic and Dreamworld of Shopaholic. And Can You Keep a Secret? That's a really good one.
Victoria Beckham.
I thought it was fantastic. It's her first ever one, and she was so simple. I think she still is, though. People just misunderstand her. But it's wonderful. It's just everything that she went through, all the auditions and how the Spice Girls got together. You know, everyone thinks they've been friends for years, and they haven't. And it was the audition that they had, and, you know, and the image that they've given her, and even, like, things like guys she was seeing, and, you know, her insecurities and things like that, her weight, because she was a chubby girl. So, you know, it was. I thought it was really good, yeah.
A book by Mary Higgins Clark, but I can't remember the name.
What was it about?
I honestly can't remember.
My favourite book. Wow, that's a hard one. That is a hard one. There's a book that I read. It's about a bunch of women cheating on each other with their friends, boyfriends and all that. I can't remember who it's by, but it's, that's all I can think of as well.
There's always one clear standout favourite when we speak to them, and that was today's one.
There's a book that I read, it's about a bunch of women cheating on each other with their friends, boyfriends and all that. I can't remember who it's by, but it's, that's all I can think of. Well.
So Harry Potter seems to be the only one that was mentioned there. So
that woman on Victoria Beckham, blimey.
I know, bless. You said Harry Potter, yeah. Okay, so it's 1-1 now, isn't it?
Oh! What's occurring?
Quite a lot of people wondering when Becky B's on to Stupid Street.
Well, it's not far away from here. You know The Colour of Money? We talked about this before, Chris Tarrant's new quiz show, where the contestants pick coloured boxes. Mm. But it is entire guesswork. But for some reason, I don't know why, the contestants really kind of overthink it. Just guess. And then they try and come up with reasons why they pick these coloured boxes for some reason. I don't really get it. Here's my question to you. How many stupid reasons did they come up with to pick those boxes on last Saturday's show on The Colour of Money?
11.
They only got to pick. Is it out of 10 boxes? It is, isn't it? Mm. So I think 9.
I didn't know that. Now you needed to explain that.
You didn't.
Yeah, we did. Well, you might as well just play. She's won it. You might as well just play a record.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here come this week's stupid reasons for picking those coloured boxes on Chris Tarrant's quiz show, The Colour of Money.
The embarrassing episode with the fake tan. Let's go to the tan machine.
Oh, obviously, the embarrassing episode with the fake tan. Fake tan machine.
Tan as a colour?
I think Aqua is my birthstone. I think I'm going to go back downstairs to Aqua.
Who knows their birthstone? No. I certainly don't.
I think it's time for one of the big hitters. Grand's car's on its last legs, and it's a horrible old burgundy thing, so I'm going to go to the burgundy machine.
Of course, Grand's car, last legs. You pick burgundy,
straight
don't you?
There.
Straight away.
I'll tell you what, one of my favourite songs, Dreaming of You by The Coral. Let's go to the coral machine.
Oh, what?
What coral? There is a coral colour.
Does this show not have, like, blue, red, green?
Yellow, I know.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm a massive, massive Hull City fan, so I'm going to go with the black and ambers. I'm going to go amber.
Oh, he's got some great... He's got the best, God. I think.
Let's just go next door and go fern.
Eh?
There was a fern machine? What colour?
Let's just go next door and go fern.
Let's go next door and go fern?
But they walk along, don't they, the machines? They have to go up the stairs to the back ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was being lazy with that one.
I've got a couple of hitters I'm going to save till later. So let's kick off with... Let's go for gold.
Ah, nice.
Let's go for Big Crush on Sienna Miller. Let's go Sienna.
Oh, Sienna, oh, yeah.
That was that. What colour is Sienna? Like a desert colour?
I don't know what colour Sienna is.
That must have been put in there because he said he liked Sienna Miller, surely.
So we've got tan.
Coral.
Coral.
Burgundy. Sienna.
I love the name Cream Machine. I'm going to go for the cream, I think, from a second to last.
Of course, as you would.
Does he prefer it for a boy or a girl?
The cream machine.
Anyway, surprisingly, the answer was 9.
Well, out of 10.
Becky,
my 11 didn't win, then.
Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?